George Schlatter was a radio fan. He used to listen to my show every afternoon. I worked for Gene Autry for 20 years at KMPC in Hollywood. And it was a great station for the media. Producers listened, directors listened, writers listened, because we played the kind of music. We were playing Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Henry Mancini, Streisand, all of these. So they would, when they were driving home at the end of the day, they'd usually listen to me, and I had goofy things on. So George gave me a call, George Schlatter, the producer of Laugh-In, and he says, you know, I want to hire you for a show that we're doing that's like your radio show. People run in, sound effects of, you know, footprints, people running through a window, a twang, a boing, or whatever it is, and then a bad joke, and they leave. So we've got a show, and I want to hire you for it. They weren't exactly sure what I was going to do, whether I would play an everyman. But because of my announcer, I started as a newscaster, and I've always sounded like a newscaster. So I'd either play a psychiatrist or a banker. Yes, ma'am. Miss Findelman, would you get me the file? Yes, I wanted to, would you take a letter, the letter W? Thank you, that's the one. And, but so I would sound like an authoritative person, but it would be goofy in one way or another. So George Schlatter, Artie Johnson, Digby Wolf, our first head writer on Laugh-In, and I are going across the street to the Smokehouse restaurant. And, we go in the bathroom and we're writing, still notes, but we've got purple typewriter Nerf on our hands from the ribbon. And today it's a computer, so there's no problem like that. So we go into the men's restroom, and I did this because all of the announcers, when I was a kid in the 40s and 50s, that's the way they announced. Yes, the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra from the beautiful Krellman Ballroom, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Banana and his bunch will be here in a moment. Music with appeal, you know, whatever it would be. So George says, that's what I want you to do. And I was just doing it as a joke, because the tiled bathroom had this acoustic tile, and that's the way it would resound, so you would almost echo yourself. Yes, it's really beautiful in here, that kind of a thing. So that's how I was hired, and I played that one role, although I did play other roles on Laugh-In, for all 6 years of the show. I also created the phrase, beautiful downtown Burbank. I had been doing that on the radio show for a number of years. Here's the weather forecast for magnificent Monrovia, romantic Reseda, anything that was alliterative, and beautiful downtown Burbank, which in those days was not very beautiful.